Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. Heard in Western Suffolk, 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Long Island hospitals are struggling to hire enough nurses and keep them on staff amid a nationwide labor shortage and an epidemic of stress and exhaustion among the professionals on healthcare's front lines. Maura McDermott reports on Newsday.com that in a recent survey, 100% of New York hospitals responding said they were unable to hire enough nurses. The labor shortfall exacerbates nurses' crushing workloads as the region copes with a triple-demic of flu, RSV, and COVID-19, increasing the odds that more nurses will leave local hospitals in search of less stressful work. And as the pool of hospital nurses shrinks, the risk increases that patients will have trouble getting needed care. The crisis made headlines during the recent three-day strike by some 7,000 nurses in New York City. It hit closer to home when a majority of the roughly 800 nurses at Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside voted January 12th to join the New York State Nurses Association, the union that led the city strike. Adding to the impetus for change is an influx of new nurses who seek competitive pay, work-life balance, flexible schedules, opportunities for advancement, and the ability to speak up if they believe conditions are not safe. Hospital officials said they sympathize but face financial constraints in meeting demands. New York State Nurses Association contracts are set to expire on March 31st at two Long Island hospitals, St. Charles Hospital in Port Jefferson and St. Joseph Hospital in Bethpage, according to New York State Nurses Association. A substitute teacher at a middle school in the Sachem Central School District has been terminated after district officials found the teacher used poor judgment while introducing a lesson on anatomy. John Valenti reports on Newsday.com that the announcement was made Wednesday by Sachem Superintendent of Schools Christopher J. Pelletieri, who said the incidents occurred in three separate seventh-grade classes Tuesday at Seneca Middle School. The district did not identify the teacher or detail any of the incidents, instead saying that only inappropriate activity was utilized. In a statement to Sachem School District parents and guardians, Pelletieri wrote, "It was brought to our attention today that yesterday a seventh grade science leave replacement teacher at Seneca Middle School used poor judgment while introducing new material on anatomy. An inappropriate activity was utilized in three separate classes yesterday. The individual will not return to the classroom and will no longer be an employee of the district." Last year, the Southampton Village Board of Architectural Review and Historic Preservation identified the closed movie theater at 43 Hill Street in Southampton as a candidate for landmarking. Last week, after investigating the building's history and holding hearings, the board formally voted to declare it a local landmark. Brendan J. O'Reilly reports on 27East.com that the board's historic consultant, Sally Spadberg, researched the property and its architecture and determined that the theater possesses special character of historic and aesthetic interest, which meets one of the criteria for landmarking under the Village Code. Spadberg's report went on to state that the property narrates the commercial, economic, social, and architectural history of the Village of Southampton circa 1930 via its architectural style and use. As an original, surviving 1930s theater, it embodies the distinctive characteristics of the elaborate and ornate animesque style, she said. Members of the board reflected during their November 2022 meeting that the cinema has been an institution and a focal point in the Village of Southampton, specifically in an area that the new Village Master Plan has expressed interest in making more important than it has been of late. As a landmark, the building may not be subject to any exterior alteration, restoration, construction, reconstruction, demolition, or relocation without first obtaining a certificate of appropriateness from the Board of Architectural Review and Historic Preservation. The Southampton Theater opened in 1932. Local retail hiring at brick-and-mortar stores sank to its lowest level in more than three decades in the months leading up to the holidays, while employment of package delivery drivers, buoyed by growth in online shopping, continued to grow, state data shows. Victor Ocasio reports on Newsday.com that the number of private sector jobs on Long Island fell by 2,300 between November and December, compared with an average gain of 4,400 jobs, according to data released by the New York State Labor Department yesterday. The overall decline in jobs was due in part to weak growth in the retail sector, which normally sees hiring pick up significantly at the end of the year. Sheetal Patel, labor market analyst with the State Labor Department's Hicksville office, said retail, normally a major seasonal driver of jobs, had the weakest holiday hiring season on record this year. State records for Long Island employment date to 1990. Retail employers hired a total of 3,800 workers from October through December, Patel said, when the sector typically adds 11,100 jobs during the same three-month period. With the Long Island Catholic Church bankruptcy case at loggerheads, lawyers for clergy sexual abuse survivors yesterday proposed a settlement in which the diocese would pay at least $450 million for victims. Bart Jones reports on Newsday.com that hundreds of millions more would be paid out to survivors by church insurance companies, the attorney said. They also cited filing documents listing the amount spent on legal fees by both sides at $56 million since the Diocese of Rockville Center declared bankruptcy in October 2020. Ending months of speculation about her future, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a liberal Democrat from upstate New York, announced in recent days that she would seek a third full term next year. Nicholas Fandos reports in the New York Times that Senator Gillibrand, 56, enters the contest as a heavy favorite. The seat is considered safely Democratic, particularly in a presidential election year, and she has $4.4 million in cash and a string of recent legislative accomplishments, campaign assets she outlined in a memo rolling out her run last week. Yesterday, Ms. Gillibrand said she was confident she would win despite Republicans' strong performance in the state in November. She also dismissed rumors that had swirled among New York Democrats in recent months that she might give up the seat. Quote, "I love being senator of New York, and I think my ability to deliver for our state has never been greater," she said in a phone interview with the New York Times from Israel, where she was part of a Senate delegation visiting the country. The most pressing question facing her campaign now is whether anyone from her own party will try to challenge her after a string of high-profile primaries from the left in New York. It's not clear whom Republicans might put forward to challenge Ms. Gillibrand. Associates of Lee Zeldin, the former Republican congressman who came within 6 points of defeating Governor Kathy Hochul last fall, said he had spoken about the race, but they discounted the chances he would run. In a statement, Zeldin said he was fielding calls about various positions in government, but did not have any update on what front to announce at this time. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.